And we welcome in Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, who joins us now from, I told everybody, from New York City. So the great November overlap has you in New York City for a couple of days and then here to Waco on Saturday. How's travel for you?
Well, it's New York, so that's exactly what it is. There's travel. So actually, it worked out pretty well last night, J-Mo. I was able to get in without much difficulty, which you can't often say, as you know, about when you're traveling into the city. But it all went relatively uneventful, so that's good. And now we're getting ready for quite the basketball challenge. They'll have Georgetown tonight, and then if they win that game, in all probability, they'll play the number one team in the country with Duke tomorrow night. If they fall, then it would be Cal. But it's two good challenges at Madison Square Garden, no doubt.
Yeah, really good. And always great to be there. Isn't it fun to be in Madison Square Garden?
Oh, it's wonderful. And you and I both have the same memory of being able to call an NIT championship game there and an NIT and being into the NIT finals. And folks would say, well, you know, it's not the NCAA tournament. And it's not. And even last year when Texas had its run all the way to winning it, I thought they had the proper attitude about it. Every step along the way, every time they were asked about it, the players said, this isn't the tournament we wanted to be in, but we're going to make the most of it and do the best we can. And I thought they did last year, and I think they grew as a basketball team, which, by the way, I think has kind of helped them to carry over into their 4-0 start this season.
Really good. All right, that's basketball, and good luck in your games up there tonight and tomorrow. Let's look at football coming up on Saturday. Texas coming in. Both Baylor and Texas coming off really disappointing losses last Saturday. I think a big part of this Saturday is going to be how well these teams handle that, how well they move past those losses.
I agree with you, J-Mo. And you know, in the case of the Bears, certainly they know they still have the goal in front of them of being able to play in the Big 12 championship game if they take care of business against either Texas or Kansas, obviously, that they know that they will be in the championship and get another shot at Oklahoma and still a chance to win a Big 12 conference championship. It might be a little more difficult for Texas to get itself off the deck, John, because they know that the chances are all but out the door, clearly, because even if they win, certainly on Saturday, Baylor still controls its own destiny and can get into Arlington by beating Kansas, and then there's Iowa State can factor in. There could be other things as well. So they lost that opportunity there. And, you know, so that I think all of that weighs in there. So that this practice week has been about the emotional side of can they, you know, pull themselves together and be ready to go. And for the most part in practice this week, they've gone about it in a very intense, spirited way. So I think that's a good sign for them. One of the certain keys is going to be how they execute, and they're still banged up on both sides of the football a bit, and that's a big part of it.
Banged up, but you've gotten a lot of guys back, haven't you, from earlier in the year, especially in that secondary?
Yeah, getting Caden Stearns back, I think, really helped out a lot. And Chris Brown. And, of course, he had to play with that kind of that flexi fiberglass cast on last week. But you can just tell the secondary appears more confident when those guys are out there and Caden Stearns directing traffic. That helps. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, they've had Anthony Cook. Is kind of his status is up in the air because he got banged up. It's like, you run one in or one out, one or two players in, and then one or two get knocked out as a result of that. So they're keeping up with that. And Colin Johnson, it's still obviously in the air about him on the offensive side because that hamstring has been a problem all season long. So they're hoping to have him ready to go on Saturday as well.
Craig Way, our guest, voice of the Longhorns, Baylor, Texas, coming up Saturday, 2:30 kickoff at McLean Stadium. It's fun. Craig, I know you've been doing the Texas games for a long time and really into high school football here in the state of Texas as well. So given that background, how about this quarterback matchup we have Saturday with Charlie Brewer here at Baylor and, of course, Sam Ellinger for Texas?
You know, I did a whole entire report about that a couple of days ago, John, about how the two know each other very, very well and how in high school Brewer had the upper hand on Ellinger. Now, and to be fair to Sam, he was also injured and didn't even play in, one of those matchups because he was out injured when they had a rematch in a state quarterfinal. But they knew each other well. not only going up against each other, their programs are arch rivals, mm-hmm. Westlake and Lake Travis. And so they had some celebrated meetings, and Brewer had the upper hand, and Charlie was the quarterback in a wonderful time for Lake Travis. And they're still a state contender, but they were still in that great drive, and he was the one that led the Cavaliers to their first ever 6A state championship. So there was all of that, and I did point out that Sam has been the quarterback for the two Texas wins and their two head-to-head meetings there. But they know each other quite a bit, and the school districts are neighboring school districts. They back up to one another. The programs, the kids know each other very well, so they've known each other for a little while.
Craig, the Longhorns, you know, this year, when you look at their season, it hasn't gone the way that they wanted it to. What's the atmosphere around in Austin right now surrounding the program?
Well, I think there's absolute disappointment. There's no doubt about that. And fans, you know, fans are fans, and they're going to grumble. And that's why Tom Herman was asked about it at the news conference on Monday. I think the question is, what do you say to fans who've been grumbling about the program? And you guys know that's kind of the when did you stop beating your wife question. You
know, that's right.
Kind of thing. You know, what do you say to fans who are grumbling? And he said they have every right to do it because – we haven't met the expectation of that. And they have added right from the start, even before they played a football game, that any expectation that the fans and even the media might have of the football team is certainly understandable. That would be, not only understandable, but expected. But they said any expectations that they might have are never going to be to the expectations that the team and the coaches have of their own selves and their own expectations. So they're well acquainted with it. They understand it. They expect to do better, and they're disappointed that, you know, through 10 games they have only 6 victories and pretty much out of the Big 12 Conference Championship race. That's something that they made no bones about so far this season as they get ready for these final two games.
All right, final question, football question. I watched the press conference, Coach Herman's press conference from this week, and I thought it was interesting. It kind of struck me. I was looking for a bite from him, you know, talking about Baylor. And I think 95% of the press conference were just Texas questions, and maybe it was the last question of the day was about Baylor and, you know, how Baylor has been able to win close games this year. I thought that was kind of telling that it was more about his team, more about the Longhorns, more about UT than it was about the opponent. This week happens to be Baylor.
Yeah, and did you happen to hear who asked that last question, Jim? It was Roger Wallace.
Yes, 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 it was.
My broadcast partner who asked. And by the way, John, that's the second time this year that's happened.
Really?
The other was coming off the loss to Oklahoma, where all of the conversation was about the loss to OU. Nobody wanted to talk about Kansas, and it wasn't so much about the media not being interested in the opponent. They're just wanting to know what's the dynamic with this football team.
Sure.
Why isn't this football team doing better? What's being done on the offensive side? Through the first two-thirds of the season, it's about the defense. Now all the questions are about the offense. So that's where it was, and I think Roger and I were talking about that going into it. And I guarantee you, and Roger's sitting in for me with Coach Herman's radio and TV show this afternoon, it'll come up again, and Tom will get a laugh out about that. Said, hey, how about that? We got a question about Baylor.
Yes.
How about that? We got a question about Kansas. So they know what it's like in that town when that happens.
You tell Roger we appreciate that last question of the press conference. Thanks very much. All right, this is the final question. What's your go-to in New York City? Anything you see or do or go to eat while you're there?
Well, it depends on how long I'm going to be there. Now, in this case, it's a 36-hour up and back for me because I've got to come in. I'm not even going to be able to call the game tomorrow night because of our 2:30 kickoff in Waco because the team charter is not going to get back until after the noon hour. It'll be maybe 12:30 or something. That'd be too late to try to get up to Waco. So I'm actually coming home tomorrow. But, you know, whenever they play at Madison Square Garden, they like to stay in the Murray Hill area. And there's a little deli around the corner named Sarge's that I like to hit. And then there's some other nice restaurants in the area. It's all about the timing and how long you're going to be here. But it's always a great place to come.
That's cool. That's great. Hey, appreciate your time. Travel safe. We'll see you Saturday.
J-Mo, always great to be on with you.
Thanks, bud. Sure appreciate it. That's Craig Way, the longtime voice of the Longhorns. Does